Prime Minister Gordon Brown, the head of Britain's Labour Party, is scheduled to debate his two main rivals, David Cameron of the Conservative Party and Nick Clegg of the Liberal Democrats, in three live televised debates. Political communications expert Stephen Coleman of the University of Leeds says it's a political turning point.
Britain has never had televised leaders debates before. It's taken a great number of years to negotiate them into existence, and finally we are going to see the three main party leaders slogging it out on television in front of a mass audience.
Coleman and other analysts say the debates will make campaign issues more accessible to the public.
I actually think it's a good thing, because all of the evidence from American and indeed from European televised leaders' debates suggests that people learn more about the issues as a result of watching them.
Critics say it's a move towards personality-driven politics, and Coleman says that in the upcoming debates, there's a lot at stake for the candidates.
There are going to be gotcha moments. Of course, there's going to be a danger of gaffes. Of course, a lot of people are going to be looking at the body language and all the rest of it. And if any of these political leaders go wrong in those terms, then they could do very badly as a result of this.
But analysts say substance could triumph over appearance in these 90-minute debates. The guidelines for the debates, including asking the studio audience not to react during the program and rules restricting the journalists moderating the forum, are being criticized by pundits and the public. Analyst Coleman says this is the debate's biggest problem.
It seems to me that what has happened in 2010 is that Britain has adopted an American-style democratic model, but they've actually employed a Soviet-style format in order to run it.
Political economist Dermot Hodson of London's Birkbeck University says the debates are a clear shift toward American presidential-style politics.
The term presidential is important here because it's a parliamentary system. So the idea that the leaders represent their parties in such a direct way is quite unusual in a political system where parties tend to matter.
Ultimately, he says, that will mean change for the British political system.
We're going to see the continuing strengthening of the executive branch of government, where the Prime Minister matters more and more, the Cabinet matters less and less, and Parliament, for all the attention it gets, becomes somewhat of a second-order player in this game.
Analysts say this is the closest election in Britain in decades, so television viewers might be watching not only who wins the debates, but also for leaders who can work together in a possible coalition government. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.